them to your No More Mr. Nice Guy visualization. The total read time for this is approximately 7 to 8 minutes. I want you to close your eyes and take a slow breath in and let it out. Another breath, deeper than last time, and I want you to feel your whole body settle. Let it out. And I want you to feel the noise in your head start to quiet. Okay, I want to do one more breath. And as you exhale, let go of any judgment, any shame, any stories you've been telling yourself about who you are and who you're supposed to be. You're safe here. This is just you and me, and I am not here to criticize you. I'm here to help you. Now, I want you to think about the word nice. You've been told your whole life that being nice is good. Be polite, be agreeable, don't rock the boat, make people comfortable, put others first. And you listened. You became the nice guy, the safe guy, the guy who never makes waves. But somewhere along the way, something got twisted. Being nice stopped being about kindness and started being about fear. Fear of rejection, fear of conflict, fear of someone being upset with you, fear of not being liked. So you learned to shrink, to accommodate, to say yes when you meant no, to laugh at jokes that weren't funny, to agree with opinions you didn't share, to hide what you actually wanted because wanting things felt dangerous. And here's what's happened to you. You disappeared. The real you, with your real opinions, your real desires, your real edges, got buried under layers of niceness. And what was left? Pleasant, safe, forgettable. Women don't feel attraction for forgettable. Take a breath here. In and out. I want you to know something important. There's nothing wrong with being kind. Kindness is beautiful. Generosity is beautiful. But what you've been doing isn't kindness. It's a transaction. You've been nice because you were hoping, maybe without even realizing it, that if you were nice enough, agreeable enough, accommodating enough, she would like you. Women would like you. Women would choose you. Women would give you what you wanted. That is not kindness. That's a covert contract, and women can feel it. They can feel the neediness underneath the niceness, and it repels them even when they can't explain why. So let's try something different. I want you to imagine a new version of yourself standing in front of you. This man is still good. He's still warm, still genuinely kind. But there's something different about him. He has edges. He has opinions. He has boundaries. Look at how he stands. There's a solidity to him. He's not puffing up his chest trying to look tough. He's just grounded, centered, comfortable, taking up space. I want you to look at his face. There's warmth there, but there's also something else, a quiet firmness, a look that says, I like you, but I don't need you to like me back. This man doesn't abandon himself to make others comfortable. He doesn't pretend to agree when he doesn't. He doesn't laugh at things that aren't funny. He doesn't say yes when his gut says no. And here's the thing. People respect him more for it. Women feel safer with him because they know where he stands. They know he's not performing. They know what they see is what they get. This man is still you. He's just the version of you that stopped apologizing for existing. Now, I want you to step into him, this man you just envisioned. Merge with him. Feels what it's like to be with him, to be him. Notice how your body feels. There's a weight to it, a groundedness. Your feet are planted. Your spine is straight. You're not shrinking. You're not leaning forward seeking approval. You're just here, present. Taking up exactly the space that you deserve. Notice your chest. It's open, not guarded, not collapsed. There's a warmth there, but also strength. You can care about people without needing their validation. Notice your jaw. It's relaxed, but firm. You don't clench it with anxiety. You don't let it go slack with passivity. It's the jaw of a man who says what he means. This is your body now. This is how you carry yourself. Now, I want you to imagine a situation. Someone asks you to do something you don't want to do. Maybe it's a favor that crosses a boundary. Maybe it's a plan that doesn't work for you. Maybe it's a woman expecting you to drop everything for her. The old you would have said yes, would have swallowed the resentment, would have told yourself, it's fine, I don't mind. Even though you did mind, you always minded. But this version of you, he pauses. He takes a breath. And he says, no, that doesn't work for me. Feel what those words feel like in your mouth right now. No, that doesn't work for me. There's no anger in it. There's no aggression, no long explanation or apology. Just a simple, clean, honest no. And notice, the world doesn't end. She doesn't hate you. In fact, she respects you a little bit more because you just showed her you're a man with a spine, a man who knows his worth, a man she can't walk all over. And that's attractive. That's what women are actually looking for beneath all the things they say they want. Now, imagine another situation. You're talking with a woman. She says something you disagree with. Maybe it's an opinion. Maybe it's something about you that isn't true. The old you would have just nodded along. Would have said, yeah, totally, even though you felt the opposite. Would have stuffed down your real thoughts because conflict felt scary and you thought you'd lose her. But this version of you doesn't need her approval to feel okay. So you say, I actually see it differently. No attack, no argument, just honesty. And she looks at you, maybe surprised, maybe intrigued, because men don't usually do that with her. Men usually just agree with everything she says, hoping she'll like them. But you're different. You have your own mind, your own perspective, your own reality that doesn't bend just because a pretty girl is in front of you. And that is what creates attraction. Not your agreeableness, your authenticity. Take a breath. Let it out. Feel the difference between the old you and this version of you. The old you was grasping, hoping, trying to earn love by being useful, agreeable, invisible. This version of you isn't grasping for anything. He already feels complete. He already knows his worth. He offers his presence as a gift. And if she doesn't want it, that is okay. He'll be fine either way. That's the energy shift from please like me too, I like myself, and you're welcome to join me. Women can feel that shift in the first 30 seconds of meeting you, and it changes everything. Now, I want you to anchor this. So take a deep breath in. Pull all of this energy, the groundedness, the self-respect, the warm firmness into the center of your chest and let it out. Feel it glowing in there, solid, unshakable, yours. Now press your thumb and your pointer finger together. Hold that feeling right there. This is your anchor. Anytime you feel yourself slipping into old patterns of people-pleasing, approval-seeking, abandoning yourself to keep the peace, press your fingers together and this version of you will be right there. Ready? One final thought before we close. Unlearning the nice guy pattern is not easy. It's wired deep. It comes from childhood, from wanting to be loved, from learning that the way to survive was to make everyone else happy. That little boy did the best he could. He was smart. He was adaptive, and he deserves compassion, not shame. But you're not that little boy anymore. You don't need those strategies to survive. And the things that protected you then are now keeping you from the love and attraction you want. Rewiring this takes work. It takes awareness, and it goes faster with someone who's helped thousands of men make this shift. Someone who can spot your patterns before you do. Someone who can guide you through the uncomfortable middle part when the old habits want to pull you back. You do not have to do this alone. And the men who get faster results, they never try to. Now take one final breath. Breathe in. Hold it. Let it out. And when you open your eyes, carry this with you. You can be good without being weak. You can be kind without being a pushover. You can be warm and still have a spine. That's the man women are waiting for, and he's already inside you. Open your eyes whenever you're ready.